and time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. Tonight, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by technical editor Kira Pace.
Gotta be this or that.
Here's your host and moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely but rainy weekend, and we hope you can spare an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we welcome your participation. That's very, very important. Otherwise, it's just us sitting around here, so asking each other questions. And there has to be more to life than that. So please settle back and give us some time tonight. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, there is a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be taking your questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and whatever else we wrote down. So feel free to call any old time. Our lines sometimes get a little crowded toward the end of the show, but if you call now, we'll get you on as soon as possible. Okay, I also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, all strung together in one word. That is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Feel free to email us anytime. We don't read them during the show because it's too confusing. I'm an older person. It's too confusing for me. So mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to hear the show online, you can do that anywhere in the world. And I actually did it in London at kalw.org. Again, that is kalw.org. If you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org. Okay. All that being said, there are only two of us tonight, so we can take more of your calls. If you have any old movie questions, now's the time. So I will read the first intro. Kira Pace, in brackets, has been so engaged by this year's outstanding SF Sketchfest lineup that she feels a bit out of the loop on other current events and wonders if anything else of note has happened in the past week or so. Nothing that I feel that I should tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, I figure January is a slow news month, so I'm probably okay that I've been out of touch.
Sometimes it's better not to know.
Oh. Unlike Trump World, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, will be offering no alternative facts tonight, only true ones.
We'll see. Anyway, that all being said, we will start with Kira Pace.
Okay. Turn to one that I like. Okay.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah. Okay, so according to Oxfam and based on data from Credit Suisse's 2016 Global Wealth Report and the Forbes list of the world's richest billionaires, as opposed to the poor billionaires.
Okay.
That's poor billionaires. The combined wealth of eight particular billionaires is equal to the combined wealth of the 3.6 billion people who make up the world's poorest half. Who are these eight billionaires?
I'm trying to think if I'm in the world's poorest half or not. Let's see. All right. I will just guess Carlos Slim.
Yes. Carlos Slim is indeed one of them.
Is he down the list, or where is he?
He's fourth. He's smack dab in the middle with a $50 billion net worth.
$50 billion. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is Warren Buffett on that list?
And he's slightly above Carlos Slim with $60.8 billion.
All right. Well, I'll leave that. I'll let others guess at the rest of those. So just go over the whole thing once more, if you would.
Sure. According to Oxfam, eight of the world's richest billionaires have a combined wealth that's equal to the combined wealth of 3.6 billion people that make up the world's poorest half. So of the who are the eight richest billionaires, basically, and Warren Buffett and Carlos Slim have been taken off the list.
Be interesting to know who the poorest billionaires are.
Right. I want to know who, like,
just barely made it. $1 over.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll give you a couple questions. What is the largest all-marble building in the world?
Would that be the Taj Mahal?
It would be.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, wait, hold on. There you for go. Your two billionaires.
All right. Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Okay. What is the largest city in the U.S. with a hyphenated name?
Paul said I can't think of a single city with a hyphenated
there are a few.
Name. Yeah, including a large one, evidently. I'm not even kidding. I have completely blanked on hyphenated names. I can think of plenty of two words, no hyphenates.
All right. Well, so, you have time to think about it.
Okay, I'm going to think about
that. So what is the largest city in the U.S. with a hyphenated name? And I'll give you one more. What individual has come up with the names of more countries than anybody else?
He came up with
the
names?
In other words, he originated the names of more countries than anybody else. Yes.
Was it Vespucci?
No.
Okay.
So what individual originated the names of more countries than anybody else? Obviously not around anymore. Unless, I don't know. No, I don't know who came up with East Timor, but no. So what individual came up with the names of more countries than anybody else? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good afternoon, this is Hayward.
Hi, Gareth.
Yeah. Got a couple of questions.
Yes.
The first one, what was the last auto manufacturer to have push-button transmissions on their models?
The last, I'm sorry, give me the first part of that again.
What was the last auto manufacturer to have push-button transmissions on their models?
Auto manufacturer to have push-button transmission on their models.
Yeah.
Is it an American?
Yes.
Is this company still in business?
Yes, it's still in business, yeah.
How about Chrysler?
Yeah, give yourself a bell.
Just a guess.
Good guess.
Here's my second question. What comedy variety series or start out the specials 1967?
What comedy variety series started out as specials in 1967? Well, Laugh-In was a couple of specials.
Yeah, give yourself a bell.
All right. All right. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Roger in San Francisco.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. Billionaires, Jeff Bezos.
Yes, he is in fifth place with $45.2 billion net worth.
Bill Gates, number one.
Of course he is, with his $75 billion.
Larry Ellison.
Yes, he is seventh, $43.6 billion.
And Mark Zuckerberg.
Right above Larry Ellison with $44.6
billion. The Sultan of Brunei.
I'm sorry?
Sultan of Brunei.
Sultan of Brunei.
Oh, no.
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 No, no. Okay, and hyphenated city, Winston-Salem?
Winston-Salem, North Carolina, that's correct.
Okay, and I have some questions for you.
All right.
Test your knowledge of the ancient world. Here are some countries. Tell me where they are now. Where was Media?
Can you spell that?
Media, just the way Mr. Trump spells it, Media.
All right.
Where was Parthia? Where was Phrygia? Where was Lydia? Where was Thrace?
Thrace. Thrace is a part of, well, it's southern Bulgaria and northern Greece.
You're right. It's approximately where Romania is.
Right.
Phrygia.
How is that spelled? Is that spelled Phrygia. Got it.
The Napoleonic era, they wore a Phrygian cap. But where was Phrygia?
Go over the ones we haven't gotten yet. Would you just the names once more?
Lydia.
Lydia's familiar.
Parthia. Mm-hmm. Media.
Parthia.
And Bactria.
Parthia. Was Parthia in North Africa by any chance?
No.
Was Media sort of maybe Italy?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Remember that the Romans had a lot of problems with Medes and Persians. Where were the Persians from?
They were Iran area.
Persia.
Yeah, but what was it called then? I named it for you. Which one was it?
Phrygia?
No.
No.
Oh, wait, Bactria with the camels?
Yes, and where was that?
Oh, I was guessing that as Persia
area. A little further east?
East. East. East from Persia. So, Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
All right.
Good. Bactria. And Media. Media. The Medes and Persians. Where were the Medes from? They were from Media. Where was Media?
Give us a geographical hint.
Not far from Parthia. We share the border, in fact.
It's the worst hint I've ever heard.
And Media also shared a border with Mesopotamia. Now, that's giving it away.
Oh. Well, then it would be the Mesopotamia, the northern Arabian Peninsula, then, I suppose.
No.
Roughly? No?
No, the other way.
It's somewhere in Africa, like by the... northern Africa.
No,
he said Mesopotamia, so that's...
Yeah, it borders Mesopotamia.
Well, Mesopotamia is...
And Armenia also borders it.
Oh, well, Armenia. All right, so the Caucasus, the South Caucasus?
Yeah, it's between Persia and Mesopotamia. It's roughly where Iraq is.
All right.
Yeah, and Lydia. Lydia and Phrygia. You could put it out. Somebody knows.
All right, we'll put it out.
Yeah. Also, where was Antioch?
Oh, Antioch is... well, in the Middle Ages was a principality, the Crusader principality.
Even, but where was it?
But it's on the coast of...
Near the coast.
Well, near the coast of on the Mediterranean of, I guess, roughly where Syria is, or Lebanon, Syria area.
It's in Syria, close to now the Turkish border.
Right.
Okay. Not bad.
Not good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another question for you, Kira.
All right. okay, so a quick lead-in question. In December 2015, the International Unit of Pure and Applied Physics recognized four new elements. In November 2016, their names were made official. What are these four newest entries on the periodic table of elements? You remember any of their names?
Are any of them named after either people or places?
They're all named after. Three after places, one after people.
Three after places, one after people. Are the people living or dead?
It's one people and...
Oh, that sounds a little familiar. And I'm sorry, is the one people, did you say that one person was living?
I did not say because I don't actually know.
whether the person is
alive or dead. Yes, I'm afraid I don't know that. It's funny because it's of the four, I always remember the first three, and then the one whose name I always forget is the one that's named after the guy. So, yeah, I'm afraid I can't tell you much more about him than he is a scientist.
But once more, the elements, you said there was more than one that was named after the same person?
No, there's three that are named after different places and one that's
all
named
right.
after a guy.
Is one connected with the Lawrence Livermore Lab?
No.
Okay.
That was named earlier. I want to say that's element 116.
So
114 or 116, but these are 113, 115, 117, 118.
All right. I do not know at the moment.
Okay. Well, that's a leading question. We can leave that open. But in a round I'm calling States of Matter, there are six U.S. states, whose names can be entirely spelled using chemical symbols. So what are they?
But are the states' names necessarily recognizable in, or are you just jumbling the letters? And
oh no, they're recognizable.
So I mean, California, isn't there a California?
Oh, I see. No, I said the chemical symbol. So like oxygen is O, tungsten is W.
Okay.
So you can use nothing but the symbols to spell out in order these state names.
All right, that I have to think about.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dana. Somebody else got the hyphenated town.
Yes.
It's in Salem. The reason I was calling you to say that is because I got that less than 6 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes I forget whether I've asked a question or not.
And anyway, because
I apologize.
It was much harder last time. all these people were guessing, you know, Wilkes-Barre. Let me guess on a state that you can make up from is Indiana one?
It is not.
Too bad. Well, I stink at chemistry. Okay, bye.
Bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. We have a couple of lines open right now. That's area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Okay. I went down the list of, which gives you an idea of my afternoon. I went down the list of the 200 largest cities in the United States today. There are no cities that have a single word name that is longer than 12 letters. But there are six cities that have a 12-letter name all in a single word. So what are the six U.S. cities that have a 12-letter word name that are in the 200 largest cities in the U.S.?
All right. There's the 200 largest cities. Okay.
That is correct. So what are the six cities in the U.S. that have a 12-letter single-word name? Remember, no Oklahoma City or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The six cities that have a 12-letter name that are in the 200 largest cities in the U.S.
Jacksonville, Florida?
Yes. Very good.
Whew, okay.
That's number two.
At least I didn't donut. Let's see.
All right. Think about it. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Hi. I think I've been going in and out. Did somebody already get Winston-Salem?
Somebody did. And they also reminded me that I might have asked that question 6 months ago. But sorry about that.
I missed it then.
But you're right. Say Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Okay. Well, that was all I had. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And if you'd like to join us, the number is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, just the two of us, Kira Pace, technical editor. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station.
Can I give another answer for 12 letters?
Yes, you may.
Indianapolis?
That is correct.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, guys. This is Hayes from San Francisco.
Hi, Hayes.
I was going to say Indianapolis, but you're...
I felt that your call was coming, and so I had to snag it from under
you. You got the bell anyway.
Well done. The other thing about the elements, from reading the New Scientist about a year ago, there was something about Moscow and Tennessee, but I can't remember exactly what they called them.
You are so close with the names that I would tell you to just go ahead and guess.
I know that they use them as the antonym, but I don't know if they use it as the whole thing. So Muscovite, maybe?
You've got a V in there, which is probably the trickiest part. Add another ending on there, and you got it.
Moscow bite me?
No. I kind of want to give it to you, though, because you've got the V.
I'll give it to him.
So it's Muscovium.
Muscovium, okay.
Yes.
And then I remembered it was Tennessee as well, because I remember reading the article and thinking it was interesting that it was a Russian name and an American name.
Mm-hmm.
The two things. So Tennessee. But what is it, Tennesseesium or something like that?
I think you said it the first time. It's Tennessee with an I-N-E at the end. So
okay. All right. Well, that's. I'm just astonished I could remember that.
Oh, good. Good
and
job.
And as usual, I love listening to the show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
See you. Bye-bye.
And Kira, it's your turn.
Is it?
I think.
If I'm reading, I can't think of 12-letter cities that's to right. snag out under next callers.
It gets harder after Jacksonville and Indianapolis.
Okay. All right. So just a quick question. I'm going to give you a list of 8 items. You tell me what the 9th item is. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, California, anywhere I could run, Nice, Isle of Greece, on a yacht, Monte Carlo, paradise.
Once more.
Sure. Georgia, California, anywhere I could run, Nice, the Isle of Greece, on a yacht, Monte Carlo, paradise.
Is this a song related?
It is song related.
Okay. Yeah, otherwise, there wouldn't be a rhyme in there.
Or the Isle of Greece, for that matter.
Yeah.
Which I think is technically a bit off.
Now, this raises the question, how old is this song?
It might be older than I am. It's right around my age, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. And you want to know what the final.
Yes, the final list item.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Terry in San Francisco.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. About the states with the chemical symbols,
mm-hmm.
would Ohio be one?
Yes, oxygen, hydrogen, iodine, and excellent. Oxygen again.
Oxygen. Yeah.
Good job.
Okay. All right, that's all I have. Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Terry. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. Is that me?
It is you.
Okay, this is Terry in Oakland, and I have a 3-part history question.
Okay.
Okay, part one. During his inaugural address, what phrase did Trump use repeatedly, stressed almost as a slogan? Part two, when was this the slogan of, when was this the slogan of a movement in American history? And three, what American hero was brought low by his embrace of that movement?
Oh, America First.
Yes. Yes.
And Charles Lindbergh.
Yes.
Who was the head of the, one of the heads of the America First movement before World War II. And
the American Firsters.
And who would have used it first?
I don't know, but I rang a bell, and so I called the reference librarian at the Oakland Library, and she said, yeah, my memory was right.
Interesting. I don't know who would have used it first. It had bad reactions.
But it was such a horrible, you know.
Right. Well, the America First was mixed up with the Bund, the pro-Nazi.
Well, they wanted the United States, if they entered the war, to go on the side of Germany.
Right.
And Lindy was very proud of his friendship with Adolf.
Hermann Göring, who gave him a medal. Yes, but okay. I can't. I don't know who used it first. That's. If it was used in an inaugural address before that. But we can leave it out if anybody wants to guess.
Yeah, maybe Steve Bannon, you know, snuck it in there.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And, all right. What is the largest country in the world with the fewest tourists?
Huh. With the few... Oh, probably Mongolia?
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
Really?
Really.
Hmm.
What is the largest country in the world that has the fewest tourists?
I assume you mean largest geographically.
Correct.
By land mass.
Right, right. It's an Asian country, by the way.
It is.
And
not, I don't know how many people Russia lets in to come look at their stuff.
But, oh, lots
of
you
people. Know what? It's one of the stands, isn't it? It's the Big Stan. Which is the Big Stan? Shoot. I'm so terrible at this. Is it... it's not Kyrgyzstan. Which is the big one? Is it Kazakhstan?
No.
Okay.
So again, what is the largest country in the world that has the fewest tourists? And it's in Asia, so you know. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Jeremy from San Francisco, and I got a couple mediocre guesses for you and a question.
All right.
I'm going to take a stab at the last one you just asked and say North Korea.
No, not North Korea. It's a perfectly reasonable guess, but not North Korea. It's a bigger country than North Korea.
Tourists.
Yeah.
You can get a lot bigger.
Right.
The question before that, something about Nice and Greece and yacht,
the
something
song.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a guess at either... I didn't quite understand the phrasing of the question, but I'm guessing it's either... Paradise or me?
Paradise was the last one I gave you. So the only place name on that list is me, because I've been to all these places, but I've never been to me. But yes, you
one
got
of
it.
My favorite Charlene song.
Do you have other favorite
Charlene?
The tune
just came into my head.
I do not.
I thought about that.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite is probably...
That's as kind just, as I could get with my knowledge, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's perfect. Thank you.
Sure. Utah.
Yes, uranium, tantalum, or tantalum rather, and hydrogen,
and several others that I don't know.
Four.
I'm going to guess two of. I'm going to guess both of the Koch brothers for the billionaires.
Neither Koch brother is on this list.
No,
they're probably like ninth and tenth. I'm sorry, they're not the top eight.
So much for Wichita.
I will say that that Europe's richest billionaire is on the list. He's in number two.
Oh.
If you know Europe's richest billionaire.
I believe Philadelphia has 12 letters.
That is correct.
Nice.
And are you missing still two of the new IUPAC elements?
I am, yes.
Nihonium and... Oganesson,
yes.
Either of which I'm probably pronouncing right.
As far as I know, they're correct. And I heard Nihonium several times over, and it's named for, do you know what country?
I do. Nihon.
Yes. Which in English is Japan. That's right.
Japan, indeed. And the gentleman after whom the element is named is, I believe, one of two who've been alive while an element was named after them, along with Seaborg.
Okay, so he's still alive?
I haven't checked in like the last 2 weeks, but he was when they named it.
Oh, fantastic to know.
Which is a bit of an oddity, because there's a bunch of others named after people, like, you know, Einstein, who was quite dead. My turn to ask you a question, I believe.
Yes.
I'm out of answers.
Go
or
ahead.
Guesses, I guess is a better way to phrase that. Before Friday, what U.S. president held the record for the most populous birthplace?
Oh.
Of course, we all know where what happened on Friday and where that gentleman was born.
Well, would you say it was most populous at the time or the most populous today?
So that could turn it into two separate questions. Excellent question. I was hoping you'd ask that.
Well, for instance, I could say Theodore Roosevelt, who was born in New York City.
Yes.
Is that
in fact, that turns out to be the answer to both questions.
Okay.
The New York City population was just over 500,000 at the time, and no one's really beaten that. I mean, Obama's coming maybe second. Right. I'm counting him as being born in Honolulu.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And let's see. Your turn, Kira.
Okay. Only 11 sovereign nations have incorporated the color orange into their national flags. Which ones?
Ireland?
Yep.
I have to think about this for a minute. 11.
11. Some are less prominently, or the orange is less prominently displayed than on other flags.
So it could be just a small little piece of orange.
Could be a small little piece of orange.
If I said the Mexican flag, would that be one?
It's not. There's no orange in there. There's gold and brown, but no orange.
Okay, so close.
Mm-hmm.
And there are at least a couple of other European countries that have orange. Are there a couple of other? That's
there
what
are.
I thought. All right, I have to mull that over. Okay, ask the question once more, please.
Sure. Only 11 sovereign nations have incorporated the color orange which is to say not gold or brown or yellow, but orange, into their national flags. Which ones?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank
you.
This
is Diane from Albuquerque.
Oh, hi, Diane from Albuquerque.
We love you. And I will say I grew up in Ohio, and somebody stole my answer, but I know it's Iowa because the W is tungsten.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, there's no A. Sorry. There's I-O is iodine. Or is that? No, iodine,
no,
oxygen.
A is.
Tungsten. There's no just A.
Oh, sorry. But I think that the orange flag might be the Netherlands.
No. There is
that's
a,
red,
there,
white, and blue, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. They have a they have the King's Standard or whatever, and that has orange in it. But
oh, because of the House of Orange.
Yeah, but not the
I'm
national.
I'm calling you from Albuquerque, and I grew up in Ohio. So somebody stole my answer. So give me a bell.
I will. There you go.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you calling. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Is Charlottesville one of the top 200?
It is not.
Oh, okay. Lydia and Phrygia, I believe, were part of what's now Turkey.
Oh, all right. I'll take your word for that.
And Mesopotamia, there was a question about where that is.
Oh, no, I think okay, maybe there was. Yes, all right.
What is the origin of the name Mesopotamia?
There used to be some old vaudeville jokes about that. let's see.
Let me think. From the Greek.
Mesopotamia. No, what is it?
Between the rivers.
Oh, the Tigris and Euphrates?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And, okay. Five women have won the Best Actress Academy Award for films whose entire title were a first and last name of their character.
Okay. Oh, wait. First, and so Mrs. Miniver doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Yeah. And that's interesting. Yes. I had to take that out. So five women have won the Best Actress Academy Award for being in films in which the title, the entire title of the film was the first and last name of their character. So what are they?
Oof. I think I'm going to get exactly zero unless Mrs. Daughter's first name was Coal Miner. No?
No.
Okay.
All right. So once more, five.
Oh, yeah. Erin Brockovich, exactly. Julia Roberts.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
I like to pick
better
off
than
the
you
easy
thought.
Ones.
Better than you thought.
All you callers have to get the hard ones.
All right. So five women have won the Best Actress Academy Award for being in films in which the entire title included only the first and last name of their character. Erin Brockovich, of course, is one. Kira got that. What are the other, or who are the other four, I should say? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Hayes again. I had an answer about the least touristy place, and I thought it was North Korea, but when you said it wasn't, maybe it's China?
It is China? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, the other one is about the people that have the most money. So from Europe, everyone knows this guy, Amancio Ortega.
That's him.
Yeah.
The Spanish billionaire worth $67 billion of our American dollars.
It's amazing. No, most people in America have never even heard of that guy, but he's got tons of cash. So, all right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, so a question that you just asked, Mildred Pierce. Right? It's Joan Crawford?
Yes, Joan Crawford, Mildred Pierce. Very good.
Yeah. Okay, and then a flag with orange. One is India, right?
Yes, quite prominently
and then,
displayed.
And then how about Spain?
No.
No, not Spain.
No,
mm-mm.
Okay. And then did you ask cities with 12 letters in their name?
I did.
Did anybody get San Francisco?
No, it has to be a single word.
Oh, a single word.
Right.
Okay, all mine are multiple words.
Right. No, no.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. U.S. cities. How about Albuquerque?
No.
I think that's 11 letters.
That's 11 letters.
Yeah. 12 the way I spell it.
That is one of the most misspelled cities in the United States, though. I asked that question a long time ago.
Yeah, I can't. I've been racking my brain. I can't think of any others. For the orange and the flag, I'm going to say something like Botswana.
No, not Botswana.
Shoot. Well, that's all I got.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Is South Africa one?
No, oddly enough. You'd think there would be. They have all those colors.
Right.
But not orange.
Okay. And let me see here. I think it's your turn, Kerr.
Okay. All right. So this year, civil rights activist Dorothy Height has become the 40th person to be featured on a stamp in the U.S. Postal Service's Black Heritage series. Since the U.S. Postal Service switched over to the Forever stamp in 2011, three 20th century women, two politicians and one athlete, have been featured on Black Heritage series stamps. Name them. So these are women from the 20th century, or two of them did die in the early part of the 21st century, but they're primarily known for things that they did in the 20th century.
Is Wilma Rudolph one?
No.
So I'm sorry, they're all women,
mm-hmm.
and they're black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And two politicians,
one athlete.
Oh, then
Barbara Jordan.
Yes.
All right. And I'm trying to think who the athlete is.
It was Barbara Jordan for her athletic work. No, I'm just kidding.
And the other two, one is a politician, or basically known as a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is not. Okay.
One is also known. She's come up a lot recently for having been the first female and person of color, I believe, presidential candidate.
Shirley Chisholm.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. So missing the athlete now.
All right. And we are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered. You don't have to repeat that one, but the others.
Sure. Still looking for 9 of the 11 sovereign nations that have incorporated the color orange into their national flags. Looking for 4 of the 6 states whose names can be entirely spelled using chemical symbols. We're still looking for 1 of the world's 8 richest billionaires. And I think that's all I have right now.
All right. Out of the list of the 200 largest cities in the U.S., there are only 6 with 12-letter single-word names. So remember, it's a single-word name. So far we have Philadelphia, Jacksonville, and Indianapolis. What are the other 3? So remember, they are 12-letter names using only a single word. And 5 women have won the Best Actress Academy Award for films that the title is entirely the name of their character, first and last name. So far we have Mildred Pierce and Erin Brockovich. What were the other 3? What is the largest country in the world with the fewest tourists? It is in Asia. The largest country in the world that has the fewest tourists. And I will give you 1 more question. What country has the most pyramids in the world? 250. It is not Egypt.
Mm-mm. Is it Mexico?
It is not Mexico.
Can I take 1 more guess,
sure,
just in case?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, in between like 2 Central American nations.
So. I should stress these are man-made pyramids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Guatemala?
It is not.
Okay.
So what country in the world has the most man-made pyramids? 250, actually. It is not Egypt. And the numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. This is Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And let's go to a call.
Hi. This is Rick in Mill Valley.
Hi, Rick.
Let me see if I can get a bell before I ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
South Africa, the old flag of South Africa did have orange in it.
It did.
I was thinking of the old flag.
Yeah, currently, though, the current flag.
It doesn't anymore, but the old one did.
All right. Yeah.
So there you go. Does Nepal have orange in it? I think there's a sun on it.
No, everything on the Nepalese flag is red, white, and blue.
Oh, okay. I'm off on that one. How about Ivory Coast?
Yes, Cote d'Ivoire.
Okay. I think that's like the Irish flag, but the wrong way around, isn't it? Okay, so now I got a bell. I'm going to... Oh, how about Minneapolis? I didn't count the letters.
That is not 12 letters, no.
Oh, okay. You, if I'm not mistaken, were just in London, correct?
You are correct.
And I wonder how much attention you paid to the underground. Did you
a great deal of attention, because that's how I get around there, yes.
I see. Okay, so I'm going to ask you some underground questions.
All right.
All right. I got a bunch here. So what is the busiest underground station most recently measured? So that would be for 2015.
Interesting. I'll take a couple of guesses. I'll say either Victoria or Piccadilly.
Well, you were close on the first one. It's Waterloo.
Waterloo, okay.
Yeah. Some of these I actually did know without having to look. So here's one that I did know. What's the deepest station?
Well, one of them is Angel. I know that. That might be the second deepest.
It's not the deepest.
Okay.
Because I used to use the deepest when I was going to school.
Is the deepest fairly centrally located?
No, it's sort of like... Like Mill Valley would be to the center of town.
Oh, okay. Huh. All right. It's north of the river, though, right?
It's north of the river. In fact, one thing I learned is there's only 10% of stations are south of the river.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I'll
tell you.
All right. Go ahead.
Hampstead. It's Hampstead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it has a lift, no escalators, and it also has stairs, which I've climbed more than once when the elevator isn't working. Let me ask you another one. What percentage of the stations are underground, and what percentage are overground?
Well, the vast majority are underground. The overground is mostly south of the river. So percentage wise,
give me a number and I'll tell you.
I'll say 85%.
Yeah, I was surprised. 55% are overground.
Really?
45%. 45% of the system is underground.
Huh. Okay.
Now, London is the third busiest. It's the 11th busiest system overall. It's the third busiest in Europe. Which two stations would you say, which two cities are busier than London? Which two cities' underground systems are busier than London?
So this has nothing to do with how big the system is?
No, this has to do with how many passengers they carry.
Okay. So would Moscow be one?
Yes!
Good. And
is Paris the other one?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. There you go. Give yourselves a bell.
All right.
On that one. Let me see. Here's one. Here's one that you've probably experienced. What's the closest distance between two tube stations? I almost guarantee that you've traveled this distance on the tube. And I'll give you a clue. It's on the Piccadilly line, the blue line.
Well, that's the line I travel the most.
Well, there you go.
Gosh, is
and
it?
I'll even tell you.
Is Gloucester?
How far the distance is?
Is one of them Gloucester Road?
No. The distance is 260 meters. Between two stations.
Okay.
I think it's on Piccadilly from memory. Gosh,
I know the stops on the Piccadilly line so well, at least the ones that the
Oh, well, then you might tell me I'm wrong and it's on the Central line. Then.
No.
You could do. I haven't lived in London for 40 years. I've been here 43 years. This is from when I was a kid.
Well, I'm just thinking how close all the, like, the Gloucester Road, Earl's Court, Baron's
Court. I know,
Court,
but it's are together. Like, you're almost there. I'll tell you, it's Leicester Square and Covent Garden.
Okay, all right.
Leicester Square and Covent Garden. You've been between those two.
That's
stops,
yes. That's the Piccadilly.
And the last one. Here's the last one for you because it's specially for you.
All right.
Okay. Alfred Hitchcock made a cameo on the London Underground.
He did.
In his very first movie. What was the movie and what was the year?
I think it's his very first sound film, maybe. And he played somebody, and a little child was irritating him, like hitting him on the back of the neck or something. Mm. It might have been Murder, but I'm not. Was it Murder?
It was The Lodger.
The Lodger, okay.
In 1929.
All right.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, it's Ed in Massachusetts.
Hi, Ed.
How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
I have a couple answers. Someone took away India and Mildred Pierce, but I'm going to guess on the orange flag. I think I'm wrong, but how about Indonesia?
No, not Indonesia. Sorry.
I took a guess. And most pyramids, this is another shot in the dark. I was going to guess Guatemala, which you guessed and wasn't right. How about right next door, Nicaragua?
No, it's not in the Americas.
It's not in the Americas.
It is not in the Americas.
So you watched me struggle between two Central American nations for...
Well, you had to eliminate
the joy of
a few things.
Cruel.
And on the Actress Academy Awards, let's see. Yes. Someone took Mildred Pierce away. Let me see. I've got two that I know are right and two that I don't know if they fit your definition or not.
All right.
The two that I know are right, Diane Keaton in Annie Hall.
That's
of
correct.
Of course.
Good.
And Julie Andrews for Mary Poppins.
That's correct always as well. Very good.
Now, what about, because you specified first and last. What about Anastasia?
No, that's not a first and last. I thought about that, but no. The same, it gets thrown out with Mrs. Miniver.
Well, and then Greer Garson was my other one.
You're right, but no.
So we're not taking those. All right, well, I got Mary Poppins and Annie Hall anyway.
All right.
All right, that'll do it. And I've got a question. Let me see, where did I put that? I just lost it. I had it on my screen, I lost it. Okay, a couple of movie quotes I wanted to see. And two of them I think are gimmies, and the other two are just fun.
All right.
So this one, who said it, and what was the movie, and what was the circumstance? But you don't understand, Osgood, I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Well, that's Some Like It Hot. That's Jack Lemmon to Joey Brown.
Exactly. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
That's Dr. Strangelove. That's
Strangelove.
Peter Sellers to George C. Scott and Peter Poole.
And everybody, right.
Right.
Those were the gimmies. Here are the ones I heard these and I just thought they were fun. This one, who said it and what was the circumstance? Love means never having to say you're sorry. And then the answer was, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, no. Well, this hurts because I actually, whatever this was, I've recently seen it, like, within the past month, I'd say.
Now, you get the reference.
Yeah,
right?
It's Love Story. But, yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
All right.
Should I tell you? Or?
Probably. It's a recent movie.
You want to struggle? No, it's not very recent.
Give us one of the actors.
Well, the fun part of this is that the person who responds, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard,
yes,
was Ryan O'Neill.
Oh.
Would that be Irreconcilable Differences?
No.
Okay. Sorry, this is not the movie I saw then. This exact dialogue shows up somewhere else.
Is it the one with Barbara Streisand?
The one with Barbara Streisand.
The one where he plays a fighter?
No.
What's Up, Doc?
What's Up, Doc?
All right.
The one with Barbara Streisand in San Francisco.
Right. That's, yeah. What's up, Doc?
Yeah. What's up, Doc?
Okay.
Okay. And my last one here is, the quote is, I absolutely adore older men. Look at Churchill. Look at Roosevelt. Look at that old fellow, what's his name, from the African Queen.
Oh. Was this said by Lauren Bacall?
It was said by Lauren Bacall.
All right. Oh, I know. It's Lauren Bacall in How to Marry a Millionaire to William Powell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely adore older men. that old fellow, what's his name?
Right.
Okay, that's what I got.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Panel tonight, Kira Pates, technical editor, and myself, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. We have a few minutes left, so feel free to call in. We'll take as many calls as we can. That's area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Do you have all the billionaires now?
No, we're still missing one. One U.S. billionaire. I think he's U.S. Yeah, he's U.S.
One U.S. billionaire. Okay. And symbols for, or sorry, the elements.
Yes, we got the two short ones, Ohio and Utah. The other four are significantly longer. Well, three of them are significantly longer. And I'll tell you that three of the four that are left, are from the second half of the alphabet. So that helps.
All right.
Maybe.
Maybe. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Ah, good evening. It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
All right. Has the least visited country been answered?
Not yet.
Turkmenistan?
That is Turkmenistan.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Most countries' name, has that been answered?
Which ones?
Which ones?
A person to name the most countries?
Oh, no, that has not been answered.
How about Simone Bolivar?
No. He would be second, I would say.
Hmm. All right. Black athlete, how about Althea Gibson?
Yes.
There you go.
Very nice.
Tennis player.
Yeah, golfer and tennis player.
Academy Award winning person for whom she is named after the film, Sally Field.
No, Norma Ray was her first and middle name, not the last name.
Oh. All right, how about Ginger Rogers, then?
Four.
Kitty Foyle.
Kitty Foyle, yes, that's correct. There
okay.
You go.
Okay. And that, we're done.
Okay, good
Bye.
Job. Thanks. All right, let me see here. The first book ever printed in English on a printing press was about what pastime?
Was it about anglers or angling?
No.
No.
First book ever printed in English on a printing press was about what pastime?
Hmm. Probably not cooking.
No.
No. I had a guess, and then it left my head as soon as I thought of cooking.
Nothing to do with cooking.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
What about cooking? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Still not cooking.
Keep trying.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Good.
Been a long time wait. Anyway, the countries that have more pyramids, I actually gave you that question about 2 years ago, Sudan, southern of Egypt.
That is correct. Sudan.
Yeah, do you know, all of them are tiny, 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 small. You know, they're about 10, 15 feet high. Okay. And the, of course, it has a relation with Egypt. But what does the word Sudan mean?
Name
of a country.
What does it
does
mean?
Does it have anything to do with being south?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm out.
Tell something to do with color.
Oh, color.
Right.
A single color?
Yes.
Blue?
No.
Because of the Nile? Though it's not the Blue Nile there. The white?
Opposite.
Oh, black.
Black.
Oh.
So it is Arabic word for the land of the blacks.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, I mean, not racially speaking or anything.
Well.
Okay, the Trump have promised to drain the swamp and not get to any people from the Goldman Sachs Wall Street. In fact, many of the people he appointed are from Goldman Sachs Wall Street, including an Egyptian woman. She is going to be his one of his first his main advisor. Does anybody know her name? She's going to be the president advisor.
No, I do not.
About finance.
Uh-uh.
Her name is Dina Habib.
Oh.
And she was also in the Bush administration as well.
All right.
I have no liking to her. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I want to remind myself of something here. Last week, I asked a question, and I got some emails on it, and I forgot to answer it this week. I gave you a list, and I'll give this to you, see if you pick up on anything here. I gave you a list of ships, and I want you to tell me what ties them all together, okay? So it's one thing that ties them all together. The Henrietta, the General Grant, the Mongolia, the Rangoon, the Carnatic. They're all tied together in what way?
They are all ships that have never been in my kitchen.
All right. The Henrietta, the General Grant, the Mongolia, the Rangoon, the Carnatic. They're all ships that Phileas Fogg took in to get around the world in 80 days.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Literary
that was the answer
ships.
To that.
Oh.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
Well, by now, a lot of my guesses have been taken. I saw a soccer match between the Netherlands and Ivory Coast, and they were both in orange, although I know it's not on the Netherlands flag.
I'll give it a bell for that.
Thank you. A pity bell.
Yeah.
Is Fayetteville big enough to be on the 12 list?
It is.
Wow.
It is. Fayetteville. Excellent. Good job.
For the person who named more countries than anybody else, I see a few different strategies for that. Herodotus?
No.
Gladstone, the Prime Minister?
No, also a good guess.
Richard Francis Burton?
Also a good guess, but no.
Francis Drake?
No.
All right, I'll give up.
All right.
Let's see, first book ever printed in English about what pastime? Fishing?
No.
Bear baiting?
No.
Dueling?
No.
No, too bad.
I hear somebody laughing in the background.
Okay, so that's it for answers. I have a question for you.
All right.
In the time of the Byzantine Empire, there was a terrible religious conflict between people who wanted to worship icons, religious images, and people who did not want anyone to do that. The ones who were against icons were called iconoclasts.
Huh.
What were the iconoclast opponents called?
You said in Byzantine times? Is that
yes.
what you said?
Yep.
Weren't they just Catholics?
No.
The anti-iconoclast. Is it a word that has come down to us like iconoclast?
No. For some strange reason, we have iconoclast and we don't have this word, but it's a parallel construction.
Oh. Oh. No. Not the anti-idolaters. No. We don't know, I'm afraid.
It's iconojoules.
Oh, I can see why that hasn't come down.
Like adulation, but ojoules. Anyway.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Time to clean up. What do we got? Kira, you're first.
All right. Just answers. The 11 sovereign nations with orange on their flags are Armenia, Bhutan, El Salvador, Marshall Islands, Nicaragua, Niger, Sri Lanka, and Zambia.
Yeah.
There you go. That has all been done. And last billionaire, Michael Bloomberg.
Oh.
And the other four states are Montana, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. And the person that named more countries than any other individual, Christopher Columbus.
The obvious guess.
All right. The first book ever printed in English on the Gutenberg printing press was about chess. Yes. Out of the 200 largest cities in the U.S., the six with 12 letters that nobody got that all have to be a single word, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and Independence, Missouri. And that's it. Yes. So if we did not get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My big thanks to Kira Pace for coming in tonight and being my fellow panelist. And my name is Dana Rodriguez. I've been your moderator. Of course, my thanks to David Latulip for handling the board and phone tonight. And above all, our big, big thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be here next Sunday at 7 with a group of three. So please join us then. We look forward to that. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
KLW is a media sponsor for the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco, which invites you to Food on Film, a celebration of culinary delights and cinematic excellence. The renowned team behind St. George Spirits considers the spirit and spirits of the Coen brothers' classic comedy, The Big Lebowski. Enjoy a screening, conversation, and special cocktails with the dude inspired by the film. Tuesday, January 31st at 6:30 p.m. Information at jccsf.org/arts. 2 hours of new and classical music is next here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco. It's Revolutions Per Minute with your host, Sarah Cahill. Thanks for being with us. ¶¶